Chapter 5. In the shadow of Shaddai, there is provision. We serve a God who can make bananas grow on telephone poles. It was the year 1996. I was in final year at Shimota School. This was before the advent of mobile phones. You only communicated with family back home via letters through the postal system, or you waited for weekend visits. If your family didn't come, you waited for the next weekend. I was preparing for final exams, and we had late notice that we would have to pay registration fees for our practical exam. There was no way to reach my parents for the money before the deadline. That weekend came to pass without the expected visit from my parents or sisters. My pocket money could not cover the registration fee. After a few days of desperation, I turned to God. I didn't know how He was going to do it, but I prayed the whole day. I carried only one prayer in my heart. God, please provide me with the registration fee before the deadline. I didn't share my need with anyone. After lunch, I went back to my dormitory, still praying. I sat on my bed, opened my trunk, and my mouth fell open. Lying on my neatly folded clothes was the exact amount I needed. How did it happen? My dorm mate had received some money from her dad that weekend. She was on her way to pay her tithe at the chapel that morning when the Holy Spirit whispered to her that she should give the money to me. She returned to the dorm and placed the money in my trunk and went off to class. I was in awe of God. I think I spent the whole week telling anybody who would listen that I had received a miracle from God. I paid the fee, wrote the exam, both practical and theory, and got an A in the subject. In my hour of need, God heard me and provided. David said in Psalm 34 that this poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. That was my story. Fast forward to year 2008. I had gained admission to Northwestern University School of Law, now Northwestern Pritzker School of Law, in Chicago, Illinois, one of the top Ivy League law schools in the USA, to read my LLM in International Human Rights. The admission itself was a miracle. The Lord had released it to me during a prayer service at church at the headquarters of Royal House Chapel, popularly called Ahinfia. Not only was I admitted, but I was also blessed with a full tuition scholarship. I was now left with raising funds for my living expenses for the academic year. The funds in my account, when converted into US dollars, could not cover the total amount. I turned to Jehovah Jireh. While I was praying, the Lord reminded me that I owed him. I was surprised. I couldn't remember that I did. I disputed it. Then the Lord brought to my remembrance a pledge that I had made a few years prior. I was sitting in church that day, and I entered into a contract with God. I said in my heart, God, if you would do XYZ for me before the year ends, I would give you ABC. The ABC being 500 cedis, the old currency. Well, the year ended, XYZ didn't happen. So I considered myself discharged from my obligation by reason of non-performance by the other party to the contract, God. I didn't pay the pledge. I moved on with my life. Now, the Lord brought this agreement to mind and reminded me that I owed him the 500 cedis. I was not happy because, at the time, I was saving every penny I had for school. Also, as far as I was concerned, God did not have a right to claim that money because he hadn't performed his end of the bargain. Consideration had therefore failed. I argued my case before him. I wasn't a lawyer for nothing. Well, the Holy Spirit continued to convict me. Every time I prayed, the response was the same. You owe me. In frustration, I even went to one of the deacons at church for advice, secretly hoping she would support my position. She didn't. She advised me to pay up. Eventually, the conviction was too much, and I gave in. I trudged to the bank that day to withdraw the 500 cedis for God. I entered the bank and joined the queue. While I was awaiting my turn, I received a phone call informing me of an email to this effect. An additional $5,000 had been released to me by the school. I was overwhelmed. God had heard my prayer and had a solution ready pending my obedience. If I had known, I wouldn't have resisted his instructions for so long. I praised him for his faithfulness towards me. Isn't God wonderful? Not only that, but the company I was working for at the time pledged to support me with $10,000. I left the shores of Ghana to secure my LLM, graduated with honours, with my name on the honour roll, and returned to serve God. Indeed, when the Lord is your shepherd, there is nothing you shall want. In the shadow of Shaddai, there is provision. I share these testimonies with you so you will know and believe that God is still in the miracle business. I remember a conversation I had with my mother many years ago. We were discussing the situation of my cousin, who at the time could not bear children. I said to my mother, "The God who gave Sarah and Hannah children can give her children also." My mother responded, "I know he did it for Sarah. I know he did it for Hannah. But does he still do those things today?" Perhaps that's your question too. Gideon, in his encounter with an angel, asked the same question. He said, "O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then has all this befallen us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us of?" Perhaps you think God cannot see you, that miracles are a thing of the past. My darling, he is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. What he did for Sarah, he is able to do for you. The God who fed Israel with manna in the wilderness is the same God who fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He is surely able to feed you and your family with even enough left over for your friends and the odd enemy. If God can make an old dried up rod sprout, put forth buds, produce blossoms, and yield ripe almonds overnight, he can make bananas grow on telephone poles. Only believe. In 2 Kings from chapter 6, we see Israel facing a severe famine. It was so terrible that people were resorting to eating their own children. But when all hope seemed lost, God had the solution. Within 24 hours, the situation changed. God provided through 4 ostracized lepers, and the destiny of an entire nation was preserved. Don't you see that your situation is the platform God would use to glorify himself? That you are a candidate for a miracle simply by virtue of the fact that you have a problem? Tomorrow, about this time, you will also be sharing your testimony. There is a 24-hour miracle waiting for you. When men say there is a casting down, you shall say there is a lifting. Receive your miracle now, in the name of Jesus. And now to the question of whether God still works miracles. The answer is yes, he is well able. That cousin of mine, who thought she would never have a child, is now the mother of sons. I have seen barren women deliver twins. I'm talking contemporary testimonies. When you hear that your neighbor has been blessed, know that Jesus is in your neighborhood. There is a miracle with your name on it. Don't give up. Wait for it. Continue to stay under the shadow of Shaddai. That miracle is coming very fast. Don't worry about the whys. It is for his glory. Don't worry about the hows. Only believe. Just as Abraham had his Isaac, Elizabeth her John, so shall you have yours. Do you know that the widow of Zarephath thought she was about to have her last meal and died? What she didn't know was that God was about to begin a new chapter in her life. She was about to meet a great man of God, to whom her obedience and service would save her life and that of her son, and also secure her a place in the Bible. She enjoyed the miracle of provision every single day. That is God. In this harsh economy of today, God will do it for you. He will meet you at the point of your need. In the shadow of Shaddai, there is provision. Help is coming. Only believe. Let me leave you with this testimony. One of my older sisters had gained admission to study in the United Kingdom. This was around 2001. It was a great opportunity, but the financial demand was great. The tuition alone was quite substantial, not to mention living expenses. My parents did the usual, called on friends and family for help. No help came. We were at the point of giving up. Prominent family members we had trusted could help did not. Then, one Friday night, my sister attended the miracle service at Ahimsa. Apostle General Sam Kurenchi Ankrah, then Reverend Ankrah, was preaching. The presence of God was great. The man of God ministered powerfully and at a point started saying, "Some of you are looking up to uncles, to friends, and relations in your time of need, instead of looking up to God. What can man do for you? Look up to God. Trust him." The words hit my sister, because that was exactly what we were doing. Looking to man. Now, earlier that day, before going to church, she had gone to withdraw her entire monthly salary to take care of some expenses. She still had the money in her bag, untouched. With tears in her eyes, she took the entire envelope to the altar and gave it to God as a sacrifice, turning her need over to him. Now see what God did. That night, she had an encounter with God. In deep sleep, she heard the Lord call her by name with a message. She awoke with the assurance that it was settled. 2 days after that, my father, who by the way did not know what had transpired on Friday night, received a call from a very important personality. That conversation led to a discussion about my sister. Within that same week, one check was released. It settled the bill. My sister went to school. Every time I think about this testimony, my heart just melts. God is so good. Recently, I was talking to my sister about it, and we just couldn't stop praising and thanking him. I also want to take this opportunity to honour the memory of the man God used to release this miracle, the late former President Jerry John Rawlings. May the Lord bless his soul. When we were searching for help, his name never came up. We never considered him. Yet he is the one God chose for this very special miracle. That is God. He works his works in such a way that you will know without a shadow of doubt that indeed this is the finger of God. May his name be forever praised. Indeed, he is Jehovah Jireh, the provider.